Today, you could find banks and ATM machines seemingly everywhere. But in the first few decades following the founding of this nation, banks were scarce. That is, until this president changed the way we banked. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. In 1791, the young United States of America established a national bank, the first bank of the United States. But when President Andrew Jackson was elected in 1828, the days of a national bank of the United States were numbered.
He all his life owed money to banks, and he hated them. He particularly hated Nicholas Biddle, president of the National Bank.
Richard Day shares the story from the old state bank building in Vincennes, Indiana.
And when the charter for the National Bank came up for renewal in 1834, he refused to sign it, took the money out of the National Bank and started putting it in various state banks, which were called Andrew Jackson's pet banks.
There were about 200 state banks in 1830, but by 1840, there were over 1,000. They met the needs of a rapidly growing nation.
It's inconvenient to carry silver dollars around with you everywhere. Silver dollars were scarce. People wanted some place to deposit the money and then be able to write checks on it and transfer the money.
Plus, the state government needed a place to deposit its receipts and tax revenue. This bank, a branch of the State Bank of Indiana, was very stable. Many of the banks even issued their own currency. But by the conclusion of the Civil War, the state banks were gone.
In 1863, the National Banking Act was put through that forbade state banks to issue their currency. It put a 10% tax on issuing state currency that essentially put an end to it.
The building became a local bank, and today the historic structure is open to visitors to learn more about the interesting tale of banks in the United States. Traveling the countryside in Vincennes, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.